to the Weekly Wrap-Up, a Statesman podcast series featuring editors from every section delivering the past week's news. I'm Sarah Ruberg, the multimedia editor at the Statesman. Check out our print page this week for the 2019 local elections guide for this Tuesday. For the Weekly Wrap-Up, this is episode 2.
With Statesman News for the week, I'm Maya Brown, an assistant news editor at the Statesman.
Jelani Cobb, a staff writer at The New Yorker and professor of journalism at Columbia University, was the latest speaker in the presidential lecture series on Monday. He tackled microaggressions and inclusivity on college campuses in a lecture that included numerous personal anecdotes. Cobb spoke about being an ally and a supporter and having an understanding of where the people in your community are coming from. According to Interim Chief Diversity Officer Dr. Jarvis Watson, Dr. Cobb's lecture was a part of the university's plan for equity, inclusion, and diversity. Established in 2016, the plan aims to improve inclusivity on campus and saw an update on Friday. The university plans to invest more than $1.6 million on the plan's implementation, which includes taking steps to foster greater recruitment and retention to improve diversity on campus. U.S. News currently ranks Stony Brook in the top 50 most diverse national universities.
With Statesman News, I'm Maya Brown.
With the Statesman Opinions, I'm Sunny Mizaku, the Assistant Opinions Editor. In light of Election Week, we encourage our opinion writers to write about political pieces of their choices. We have a featured article that tackled the high number of Democratic candidates running for next year's presidential election. The piece explored the problems that arise for Democratic primary voters when there are too many candidates who bounce off of similar policies and visions for the country. Another article talked about the negative impacts of having teachers voice their political opinions during class discussions. Ultimately, our writer argues that a teacher's job is to moderate heated discussions and encourage all students to develop their ideas despite having clashing opinions. Our final election piece discussed the ways the Electoral College undermines the popular vote. Be sure to give these columns a read to find out more. With Statesman Opinions, I am Sunny Mizaku.
For Statesman's Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake, the Assistant Arts and Culture Editor. This week, the writers for Arts and Culture discussed the release of the new Kanye West album, streaming service Apple TV Plus, and a comedy show review. The release of Jesus is King by Kanye West was able to grab the attention of many audiences. With the initial release of the album being delayed, West's fans were eager to finally hear new music from him. Kanye West's lyrics in the album continued to be controversial, despite Kanye's new direction towards spirituality. The battle among streaming services continued with the release of Apple TV Plus, and later this month, Disney will enter the ring. The price of each streaming service is competitive, with Apple at $4.99 a month, the lowest price for any streaming service. Disney Plus will release November 12th at $6.99 a month. Lastly, we have a review of Bert Kreischer's comedy show at the Paramount. Bert's comedic style and knack for joke telling is at the heart of the story. With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake.
With Statesman Sports, I'm Ethan Tam. The Seawolves got their first taste of postseason glory in 2019 as the men's cross-country team secured a victory at the America East Championships on November 2nd up in Albany. The title was the Seawolves' third victory in the America East Championship in the last 4 years. The team had a dominant performance, tallying 22 points to post the lowest score since New Hampshire won with a score of 15 in 1999. The women's cross-country team also ran in their championships and came away with bronze in a third-place finish. The team tallied 105 points and had a consistent performance from their top three runners, senior Claudette O'Reilly, Holly Manning, and Tara Hoff, who finished 15th, 16th, and 18th, respectively. Both teams will hope to keep their momentum going forward 2 weeks from now in the NCAA regionals. The women's soccer team took care of business in wrapping up their regular season, securing first place in a bye week in the playoffs. Junior forwards Alyssa Francis and Rachel Florenz scored goals in Stony Brook's victory over New Hampshire on October 27th. Then the team played Hartford to a tie on the 31st that secured the top spot in the conference. Volleyball took care of business, defeating a winless Binghamton on November 1st, sweeping them to earn consecutive victories for just the second time this season. The Seawolves improved to 4-2 at Pritchard Gymnasium this season and stay in the top half of the conference as the regular season winds down. Men's soccer had an unofficial end to a rough season for the team. Stony Brook fell to UMass Lowell 1-2 on November 2nd, eliminating them from postseason contention. Stony Brook has struggled all season to generate offense, scoring multiple goals in a game only 4 times this year. The team will play their final game of the season on November 6th at UMBC. Football struggled a week after picking up a massive win against a ranked opponent. The Richmond Spiders defeated the Seawolves 30-10, outgaining their opponent via the ground and the air. The Seawolves also didn't help themselves, drawing 9 penalties for 68 yards. The offense never got their footing and ultimately put too much pressure on the defense to hold pace. The Seawolves face a tough road to return to the playoffs at 5-4, likely needing to win out and get some help to make it. With Statesman Sports, I'm Ethan Tam.
Thanks for listening in. Come back next week for a fresh round of stories brought to you by the Statesman Editors. I'm Sarah Ruberg, the weekly wrap-up's host and producer. For more Statesman content, go to sbstatesman.com or pick up a paper on a newsstand near you.